Okay, it's 7 p.m. We're going to start the Port of Sayislaw regular commission meeting for Wednesday, January 18th, 2023. Joining us, we have Craig Zalesi, commissioner, on camera. Mike Buchwald and myself are present, so we do have a quorum. Since there is no people in the audience, I can gather there's not going to be any public comment. Approval of the agenda by consent. Anybody have an issue with the agenda?
No.
I think at this time, is this where I need to change the agenda?
Yeah,
add a line item.
Action item for the executive session.
I'd like to add an action item for the executive session, which we just set through, concerning Bill Peck and his mortgage. And if there's no problems with that, that will be added to this agenda. No problems?
No.
Approval of the minutes by consent. Anybody get a chance to look at the minutes?
No problems.
From 11-16? Okay, seeing that, they are approved by consent. Kelly, do you have anything with financials to tell us?
The checks printed in December was $87,235.29. Campground was down 2% from last year, and mortgage was down 7%, which is a little less than it was last month. One other question. Instead of sending you guys emails that has the agenda and then an email with supplemental financials and then an email with the rest of the stuff, would you rather just have like one where I just send the whole packet?
As long as we can get it, I mean... Yeah, I don't have any problem with that. I mean, because it does seem, I got to keep going back and checking, and just like, okay, is it going to, okay. As long as we get it in, enough time to look at it.
Okay.
And it'll all be in a PDF file, right?
Yeah, the only thing that would be different is the supplementals, because I don't include the printout of the checks, and the Visa statements and stuff with this. But I just didn't want to keep sending you emails when you could, like the packet, and I could send the packet, and that would have everything
for
the meeting.
So I don't know what everybody else does, but I don't look at your checks. I look at your financial statement and whatever else you've been doing. I don't go through those checks and look at them. I don't care. That's your job.
Okay.
And if you can't do it, then you're not working here, and you've been doing it. So I don't have any issues with that. The credit card, I don't give a shit about that. I mean, I'm just saying I don't care. That's not my job. I don't care about monitoring that.
Okay.
That's what we have our staff to do. We look at those financial statements, and if they're not, if they look funny, then by gosh, we need to ask questions about it. But I'm not interested in what our bill was to
coast to coast,
or Bi-Mart or whatever it was. That's just how I feel. I'm just telling you. So I don't need them. I need the agenda, the financials, the anything unusual that's going on.
So it's a packet.
The packet.
Okay.
And same with me. I care less who you write checks to, within reason.
Yeah.
That's why we have an auditor at the end of the year to make sure that.
And that's why we look, exactly, that's what they do. That's the due diligence.
Yeah.
It's mandatory.
Right.
Is that agreeable with you, Craig?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay. I'd like to move on to the item that we just come out of executive session. What we have here is a gentleman by the name of William Peck. I'll lay the groundwork here. Had a mortgage agreement with us. And basically, we're trying to enforce the terms of the mortgage agreement, which included removal of his vessel from our facility because of neglect on his part. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we just had our discussions with the attorney. I think our best course of action, in my opinion, is to try to recover some of the port's money. Right now we're owed $20,000 or a little over $20,000. I think it's prudent for us to initiate the litigation.
Yeah, I do too. I agree with everything you say. At least go through this first stage and just see what results we get. Then we can talk more about it in the future when there's a response or not a response.
Yes, exactly.
So we need a motion for that, is that right?
I would look for a motion.
Well, I'd like to make a motion that we direct our attorney to move forward with the enforcement of our mortgage agreement with William Peck.
Motion on the table. Is that a second, Craig?
I'll second that.
Any further discussion before we take a vote? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes. David, you'll, or Kelly, you can draw up a letter tomorrow. Just email, she said.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know if she knew that Dave could sign for that.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Because she said the...
it doesn't matter. If it, yeah. Whatever she wants. If it's not right, you can sign it.
Yep. Let's just initiate the process, get it going.
Okay.
That brings us down to manager and commissioner reports. Anything to report on, David?
Other than I'll be talking with Jesse Pettigrew Friday to get that ball rolling with the boardwalk market, and hopefully we'll have a contract at that time and we can move forward. He's still excited about it. He's got vendors ready to go, so we're going to proceed and move forward with him.
Well, I don't know if it's appropriate or not, but what about our electric charging stations?
They haven't started yet. Which
do we have an agreement?
Oh no, we do have an agreement
with the Kelly initial.
Kelly and I have both met with them, and they were under the impression that right after the holidays they were going to
hit it,
be with it, and
we didn't say which holiday, did they?
No, they were talking the first of right at. January.
Well, maybe they'll be on it pretty soon.
Well, has anybody heard anything about, right now the federal government's giving people money to put in the big voltage.
The level 3.
Yes.
We were contacted by, what was the name, that builds the cars, Tesla.
Elon Musk.
Well, I saw that, yeah.
But we haven't heard back from
Tell them you want to talk either. To Elon about it.
Yeah.
Just say, I want to talk to the big guy before you're going to put a charger in here to make sure that your company's going to stay.
But that's what they talked about was the level 3. There is no conversation about any other charger except that. So, and we're hoping to hear back from him.
Well, I think Bill or Rob could tell you, I think that some cars won't take that level 1 or 2. They need the level 3.
Yeah.
Teslas, they each kind of different.
Well, yeah, I wasn't aware that different. Style of plugs that you need for that Tesla itself. So,
okay, good. They did drop crab pots.
Oh, good.
Commercial.
Good. So they agreed on everything.
I can only imagine they did. Yeah, they have to, don't they?
It sounded like the price was
$2.25.
That's what I heard.
How can that friggin' be? You see what they're selling a pound for in a store right now?
Well, last year they opened at $3.25.
Jesus, $2.25.
So they opened $1 a pound less. And to put that in perspective, a big boat, ours wasn't huge. That's a $20,000 hit the first pull.
No kidding, the first pull.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're going to come in at 20,000 pounds of crab with one pull, and now you're going to make 20,000 less. So.
Yeah, that's what I heard that the opening price was.
I'm sure.
Sure. Crab permits will be for sale soon.
Well, they can't take that for too long.
Yeah. No.
It's not a reflection of what you pay for it in the market. That's for
I don't know. Sure. I don't know how that works, Terry. Do you? As a season, the first couple weeks they pay that, and then after that it kind of goes up or what?
You want me to tell you how it works? California opens. They start at $2.25. When California starts getting to $5 and $6, then they say, let's move to Oregon. We're going to open you at $2.25. We're not going to buy any more $5 or $6 crab.
Yeah.
So they buy Oregon crab for $2.25. When our crab gets to $3, $4, $5, then they move into Washington. They say, now we're going to open the state of Washington at $2.25. That's just how, and there's like 4 different companies that drive the price of crab. And that's how they do it. They work all the fishermen on the entire West Coast needs to say, nope, we're not doing this. We're going to open at $3.25 all the way down the state. And if you don't like it, you don't have to buy our crab. And that's what needs to happen. But that's what they do. They move from California to Oregon, from Oregon to Washington. And they just set the price that they want to pay. Anyway, I'll get off my high horse. It's always bothered me, though.
You're not crabbing anymore, so just
I know, but that bothers me how they I know. It's basically a monopoly on the industry.
They manipulate the industry, yeah.
They need to let the crabber make their money. Mm-hmm. You know, these boats can't be out here surviving. And now the Bering Sea's shut down, so... Yeah.
No, the price of fuel these days for diesel.
Yeah, go buy 1,000 gallons of fuel to go out for your opener and not get paid for it. Craig, I don't have anything else to gripe about. How about you?
No, I'm good. Pretty happy.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Mike, you good?
No, I'm good.
Kelly, you have anything to add?
Nope.
Now's your chance.
Nope.
David?
Where are we at on the bulkhead?
I've had a couple meetings with Jack on the bulkhead in the last couple months. We've received, we are starting to receive, we've billed out for the first portion of it as far as what we've done up to date. It's still a process. We're trying to be 100% funded. It's not going to happen overnight. We're still proceeding and moving forward with it. There's no doubt in my mind we will be funded, but it's just going to take time. I mean, we're staying on top of it.
So you say you build out the first portion?
Yeah. Yep.
Which would be Jack's fees?
Jack's and staff and what we've done up to this point. We've been approved to there. We're part of the Natural Hazardous Mitigation Grant Fund program now, so our foot is in the door. And we're moving ahead. We're moving forward. We'll get this.
It doesn't look like it's going anywhere.
No, it's not. And I think that's part of the reason that Jack wanted to stop by to see exactly where it was at now. But we haven't lost anymore.
Good.
Have we sent our first billing to him?
No, Jack hasn't got back with me.
Okay.
On the reimbursement form.
Okay. Well, you guys have that pretty well in hand then.
Yeah, it just takes time.
Okay, with that being said, I'm going to close this meeting.
All right.
14 minutes.